Have you ever wanted a podcast that tackles the hard questions? Like, why do wizards wear those pointy hats? Is it morally okay to burn your name into a table? Is there a difference between dead and never waking up? Well, if you've ever wanted to know the answers to any of these questions, then I have a podcast for you. We are Goblets and Gays, a bi-weekly Pathfinder 2E podcast. Join our cast of an angsty barbarian, a pyromaniac goblin, a girl whose family loved astrology a little too much, a cultist, and a Hot Topic reject as they journey to a lost city and try to keep a twink alive. Follow us all on your social media at Goblets and Gays, join our Discord as well, and we hope to see you out there. Goodbye.
I fast forward, I skip to end, and I start recording again, and I say, "Hi, this is your girl Libby. This is
Libby. Do you have to record this?"
"Yes, I'm recording this. I already explained. Aisha and I, as you recall, are on our road trip to go visit Mallory, and we decided to stop at this creepy mansion." And I pan over to the mansion. "There's some weird things going on, and we're apparently seeing things that aren't here. So have fun with this. And no, we haven't done any drugs. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we died in a car crash."
Hello, and welcome to the second part of The House in the Fog, a Dice Fiends Call of Cthulhu adventure, in which our investigators venture into the mysterious house to rescue some children, and hopefully they don't die.
And I keep recording, but, like, I'm not talking to the camera anymore.
You know, the best part about that is I can just use that for the intro to the second episode.
Perfect.
I love it. Well, at least there's one good thing to come out of this.
This I awesome
found
vid.
My senior experience.
Oof. Yeah, you'll have something to write about.
You know what, Libby? Do you think this has to do with those disappearances?
No. I think that we crashed and that, like, something leaked from the engine and we're, like, high right now.
I see no reason not to go in the mansion.
Yeah, no reason at all besides all the reasons.
Well, if we're high, then we're just going into an old decrepit mansion.
I mean, yeah, I'm going into the mansion with you, Aisha. You want to help these kids that don't exist. And, you know, worst comes to worst, I'm getting an awesome video. Hopefully this will, you know, finally get me up to that 50K.
You're not rich from 50K subscribers.
You're not rich from under 50K.
I forgot. Oh, 10 mil. I have 10 million subscribers. You're right. Maybe that'll get me to my next million.
I'm convinced this has to do with the disappearances, and I'm going to figure this out. And I turn and walk toward the mansion.
All right.
I follow her, and I'm, like, gesturing to the camera, like, this is a bad idea. Like, shaking my head.
SMH.
Yeah.
SMH my head.
But, like, I can't. I'm shaking SMH my head.
Shaking my SMH. S my head MH.
This is so fucking trash.
I think it'll be good.
Oh, sorry.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Alright. So, yes, you go into the mansion. Let's see, where did I put... Oh, well, I don't need notes. Notes are for losers. All right.
So, what were the kids named? Victoria and...
And Richie?
Yes.
Richie. Victoria, Richie, Are you sure you don't want to just get away?
We can't.
Why can't you?
The fog doesn't end.
I mean, when you're right, you're right.
Every time we run, we just end up here. And the man sees us.
A man?
There's a man other than the monster?
Well, the monster man.
And you're saying when you walk, when you leave the house, and you walk, you come back?
Yeah, we go that way. She points towards town. And then we come that way. She points towards the road.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. I'm scared.
All right, Libby, stop interrogating them. Come on.
Okay.
They're kids.
These kids don't even exist. Aisha.
Libby! Stop, okay?
Yep, we're helping these children in this mansion. That's totally normal.
New All right. song.
We go in. Did we already go in? I don't know, but I go in.
Yeah.
All right. You go in.
Do you think if I do the sup demons, it's your boy? Do you think that's too derivative?
Of what?
The BuzzFeed guys.
There's a BuzzFeed guy?
Yeah. You know, he's a meme even. Sup demons, it's your boy.
You know what, Libby? I actually don't care about memes that much.
All right, I'll just...
It's fine.
I'll decide to cut it later. Sup right. demons, it's your girl.
Are you doing that as you're entering the mansion?
Yeah.
You hear?
Libby, be quiet.
Coming from upstairs.
I'm gonna try and like shush Libby in the middle of her saying that.
Okay. Sup, demons? It's you. What?
Shh.
You hear the banging coming from upstairs.
There's something upstairs. I'm gonna pull out my camera. And it has like one of those neck straps, so you can just hang it on your neck. I'm gonna have it out.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I switch to my GoPro and I strap my GoPro to my head.
With like a bright ass light.
Yeah.
Libby has to keep the camera in selfie mode to be like, I'm so scared.
Yeah. I almost made a Blair Witch Project joke, and then I'm like, these are children in 2019. They don't know anything. These are 22 years
I don't.
In 2019. Yeah. They don't know about Blair Witch.
I don't know about Blair Witch. I mean, I know about Blair Witch, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's whatever. You know enough about it from
its existence.
Pop culture saturation, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, well, it's like the first like found film movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So, as you go into the foyer. Foyer is like the hallway, right?
Like the big
entrance yeah. area. Mm-hmm.
It's like the entrance area. It might have like big cool stairs that go like around a fountain or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you go into the foyer. There's a doorway at the end of it, and each of the walls is lined with portraits of stone-faced aristocrats from some British line you haven't heard of.
This is creepy. And
unlit lamps hang from the ceiling.
I just start going ham with my camera on like all the old portraits.
Hey kids, what's so, upstairs?
Do you have okay? First, do you have the flash on?
How light is it in this room?
There's no. It's getting pretty dark. There's no like windows to let light in.
Then yeah, I have a light source. I'm not sure if I'm using flash. I might be using, like, my phone or something.
I have specifically makeshift lighting rig, and my reasoning behind that was I couldn't bring my regular lighting rig because Aisha wouldn't let me.
Why wouldn't I let you?
Because it's...
How big is it?
Big. Like, it would be, like, big, like, stage lights.
Oh, God. No, that's too much.
Yeah, and so it's, like, a makeshift, like, probably maybe, like, a floodlight with like a diffuser or two.
Like one of those ring lamps.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So are you like shining the light on the portraits as you pass by, or?
I think I'm using the lights to take pictures of the portraits.
All right. As you take pictures of portraits, like, you see blank walls, but I'm going to have Libby roll a spot hidden as you're taking the pictures.
Okay. Let me roll that. 25. That gets it.
All right. And this is one of the times when succeeding in Call of Cthulhu is bad.
My favorite. You,
well, make me a sanity check. Because as each time Aisha takes a portrait, takes a picture, the flash goes off. For a moment, the portraits are replaced by skeletal versions of themselves in the same pose.
All right. So
are we both making these checks?
No, you're looking through your camera, so...
49! Success!
All right. So yeah, you are slightly perturbed by that, but...
Aisha, did you... maybe you shouldn't take pictures.
What do you mean?
I don't... It's... They're changing when you take the pictures.
These pictures could help us figure out all these disappearances.
And Aisha, you take the pictures, and the wall in the frame looks like there was a portrait at one point, but it's just like the outline of where a portrait was instead of...
On the one that I took?
Yeah, anytime you take a picture, you don't see a portrait in the picture.
What the... And then I take another picture of, like, the blank wall.
Yep, it looks run down, and, like, you can see there's a hole in the wall, but that's not there.
What in the...
I'll get you to roll me just a little sanity check.
Just a little, yeah. Just a little bitty sanity check.
Just little of sanity. Give the DM little of sanity.
Oh, apparently there's a GoPro that does have night vision.
I got a 90.
I think that's what I'm using. Oh, no!
You lose 4 sanity.
Okay, 4 is okay. I for some reason, I thought you lost the difference.
Oh, God.
That I'm like, would... you lose 30 sanity.
That would be terrible.
That would be brutal. At least you didn't lose 5 or more sanity. That's when the madness kicks in.
Oh, God. What is... Wait. And I'm going to try to touch the wall. Where the hole is.
You feel solid wall.
Libby, come look at this picture. And I show her the one with the hole.
My favorite Call of Cthulhu trope. I lost sanity, now you do.
Yeah, roll me sanity.
05.
God.
My dice is that you, fucking hot tonight.
That YouTuber lifestyle.
Yeah.
You're already so insane from being friends with Jake Paul that you're like...
my God.
I've been on Twitter as a successful woman. Nothing can erode my sanity.
I've been on Twitter and I've been on Twitter and post.
Yeah, I mean that's all you need to say, really.
Huh. There's a hole in the wall that's not there.
What? I mean, honestly, I'm not really surprised at this point. These kids don't even exist.
You asked them earlier what's upstairs, didn't you?
Yeah.
They did not follow you in.
Where are they?
They're staying where they were, like, tremoringly looking to the house.
I guess I can't blame them.
Hang on, let's go talk to them again.
Walk, 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 walk.
I don't know if we need to narrate walking. We can just, like, do it.
All right. I see someone's not into narration of podcasts.
Step, step,
every other podcast I listen to has people saying walk, walk constantly. And breathe.
And All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'm going to go piss on this tree.
Oh, okay. So, you go on, you go out to talk to them?
Yes.
Did you find the monster?
No, you said the monster's in the basement, right?
It is.
What's upstairs?
I don't know. I don't know. There were other people, but they left before we got out.
Do you know where they went?
They were taken to the basement.
The people that got out are in the basement?
The people that left the room are in the basement.
I look at Libby.
What room?
The attic.
So the people were all in the attic and you guys were in the attic?
Yeah, the woman in red took the people to the basement from the attic.
Well, wait, from the basement to the attic?
From the attic to the basement.
Okay, just wait.
I'm a small, scared child.
Such language, Richie. It's okay. Do you want another protein bar?
No.
Did you not like the first one? Okay, and I hand him another protein bar. Make sure you share with your sister.
All right.
And he doesn't share, I'm sure.
Let's see. Odds or evens?
Odds.
He does share.
Yay, he's a good brother.
Good kid.
Pat. Alright, I think we should go upstairs. Before we see what's down in the basement.
I hope
we're not. We might find more information. Like, what to do, I don't know.
Damn your investigative journalism streak. Maybe they're...
Well, if we get out of here, I'll be done with my degree, and I'll have a job at the Cranberry Chronicles within a month, I'm sure. Yeah. They're hiring.
And, you know, there aren't any micro sharks, so you won't have to worry about your long-running fear of sharks.
What was that?
There aren't any micro sharks left, so you won't have to worry about your long-running fear of sharks. Yeah, well, they haven't been reborn.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So this is a tie-in to the other episode I was on.
Nice.
Everything is a tie-in.
Everything is a
tie-in. It's all one universe.
Ha! Yep. The DFEU.
The Dice Friends European Union. Did I say Dice Friends?
God damn it.
Dice Fiends.
Yes. You said Dice Friends. And I am not cutting this part.
Dice Fiends European Union.
I thought it was just going to be the DFU.
Dice Fiends.
DFC.
What does E actually stand for?
Expanded.
Expanded. Oh. European Universe.
Yes, the DFEEU.
Expanded European Universe.
The Dice Fiends Expanded European ECPI Universe.
The Expanded European Universe is what they wanted in the 1700s.
God damn it.
God. And arguably, okay, is what they got.
Are we going to back into the mansion?
Yeah, we're in the mansion again, I think.
Yeah.
Boop. Okay.
Do you think there's people up there that need saved?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Or down there that need saved?
The kids said they were taken to the basement.
Right.
We might find some, evidence of what happened upstairs.
Well, there's noises upstairs. That's probably a better place to start.
Yeah, let's go upstairs.
Okay.
Alright. As you go into the main hall of the manor, it has a grand staircase on its east side and walls of mahogany paneling depicting great scenes of family history. From their humble origins of the original patriarch of the family slaying a windmill with but a sword and a torch.
A windmill?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Don Quixote.
Or something.
No, that's literally... Okay.
I know.
Don Quixote is the only one who has a windmill.
The only one who attacked
windmills him. Aren't real, okay? They're from Don Quixote. Yes.
Windmills.
I would know. I took Spanish for a semester.
Windmills were created by...
by Jonathan X. Windmill.
By Don. Who was the ghostwriter for Don Quixote.
God.
But here's the catch. He was literally a ghost when he wrote it.
Oh my gosh! Back to Cthulhu. Ooh, yeah. Brought it back around.
We're back to Cthulhu, yeah.
Yeah, so pictures. I'm gonna take pictures of these, like, portraits. Or not, the murals or whatever.
The reliefs?
Yeah, them.
Mahogany? Alright.
If you describe something, assume I take a picture of it, unless I say...
Alright. Yeah, you get run down versions of it, like chipped away by the time.
I'm just I got my GoPro on my head, and then I also am holding the camera in selfie view, getting dual angles for better editing options.
So Libby and I have decided to go upstairs.
All right, well, as you were, so yes, you do see the grand staircase, and above the fireplace in the west side of the room is a long sword with a fine hilt, and carved into it is the family motto.
Latin, it's in Latin, I assume.
Occidere vivere, occidere vivere. If any of y'all can speak Latin.
No, I can speak Arabic, but not Latin.
I can Google it on my smartphone.
Yeah, roll tech.
Unless we... electronics?
Yeah, electronics.
Actually, hang on. It's computer use. Electronics is troubleshooting.
That's thinking way.
How much do you have in computer use?
45.
Okay, yeah, you do it.
Video editing.
That makes sense, that makes sense.
It's an 81.
Do you want to push it?
Yeah, how do I push it again? I spend one luck and get a reroll?
No, you just reroll.
Oh, you can spend luck.
It's just double or nothing.
Yeah, that's right. You can spend luck to... you can spend one point of luck to lower your score. Unless we're not using luck, because that's an optional rule.
No. No, we can use, like, you can spend 35 points to lower it to 45.
I'm
not going to.
I'm
going to
re-roll and risk the failure.
Risk the fumble.
Go big or go home. 0-3. So that is a super excellent under my fifth.
Ultra mega success.
Yes. Yeah. Critical success, some might call it.
Not all me. Right. You're able to Google it, and... it roughly translates to "we kill to live."
Aisha,
I look back at her after taking a picture. I'm like, "What?
That sword? This is what that means."
And I like look at her phone. And I'm like, "We kill to live.
We kill to live. We just entered a fucking butcher house."
And you hear a slam behind you as the door to the entrance is closed.
I jump and flip around, like, immediately.
Entrance of the room or of the mansion?
Of the mansion.
I think I'm reaching into my purse, like, ready to grab my handgun in case I need it.
Oh my god, what the fuck? This is right out of a fucking movie!
Libby, shut up!
Alright. There are four doors other than the one to the entrance to the room, four in the north and one to the south. Center door. Okay, sorry. That's DM notes.
Center door goes somewhere.
Yep.
I think we should go through the center door. No, weren't we going upstairs? Or is this already upstairs?
We were
going
to go upstairs.
You just want to go upstairs?
I mean, you can tell us about the doors, but our stated plan of attack was upstairs.
No, yeah. There are four doors to the north and one to the south.
So the one through the south is the one we came in through?
No, it's other than the entrance door. There's another one to the south.
Okay.
So I start talking to the camera again. I'm like, so Aisha and I are definitely going to die. The door just closed. I don't know. Again, Libby, I don't know what you guys are saying.
Libby, be quiet. Oh my god.
The door just closed, Aisha. We're about to die.
That's why you need to be quiet.
Us being quiet is not going to keep us alive any longer. We're definitely dying here.
I'm already going upstairs.
We heard a noise upstairs earlier. She's whispering into the camera. We heard a noise upstairs earlier, and we think that there might be people who have been kidnapped or something here. The little children that don't exist said that there's a red room. There's an attic upstairs, and the lady in red takes them to the basement. And we heard a noise upstairs, so we're going upstairs.
I've, like, left her behind already.
Yeah, I'm following her, but also whispering to the camera.
The upper hall has more portraits of the aristocratic family. It looks like these are later in the lineage, so they're poorer, a little less kept together, more squalid. And unlit lamps with skeletal hands in the, like, holding them coming out of the wall.
Whoa.
In the hallway itself, there are two doors on either side of the hallway and two sets of armor flanking each door.
All of this looks really cool, and it sucks that it's not showing up.
I'm taking a picture of, first of all, the skeletal lamps.
You see pitted armor and just regular-looking lamps that are broken in the picture, but yes.
And I'm whispering to the camera, all of this looks really cool. It sucks that it's just a delusion and you guys can't see it.
And then there are stairs going further up and then a doorway right off the top of the stairs you just came
up. Have we heard anything again?
Have you been making loud noises?
I've been talking to the camera. But I've been whispering to the camera.
Yeah, you hear a... like a frantic banging, but...
is it still above us?
Yes, it is still above you.
Okay. We're still heading up.
All right.
Because yep. I think we're both convinced that it's people trapped up there, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have my hand on my gun in my bag still. Just in case.
All right. Who's going upstairs first?
I was going to grab the sword to fight with it, and then the motto freaked me out so much, I'm like, fuck
that. Probably cursed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely cursed.
I think I'll go first, because I have a gun.
Yeah, also, Aisha was kind of leading the way, because she didn't put up with Libby's shit of talking to the camera every 5 seconds, so...
like, going out of her way to get us killed.
Yeah.
I'm so scared, guys.
I'm documenting all this. All right.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm so scared, I'm gonna talk to my camera. Like, absolutely playing it up.
No, all I think she's genuinely scared.
Libby, can I get you to roll me... Aisha, can I get you to roll me a dodge as you get to the top of the stairs?
Oh god, okay.
Just as a goof, you know?
Just... yeah, no reason.
As a goof. Just all goofs. Funsies. 36. I fail.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, luckily the monster failed by more. As you get to the top of the stairs, the suit of armor that was standing guard at the top of the stairs springs to life and, like, swings its axe down at you. You're not able to dodge, but it misses horribly.
Jesus Christ, did you see
that? Its axe strikes the railing and it falls apart.
Libby, did you see that? I think I got a picture. Hold on, let me check. Retroactively, can I roll photography?
Yeah, roll for photography retroactively.
Ooh, perf.
26.
26.
I got like a really good picture of the armor attacking me.
You actually got a picture of a blink wall, but as you look closer, there's like some ghostly figure that's lunging at you in the picture.
What the hell?
Roll me a sanity check.
Yeah. 8. 08.
Yep. I'm going to say you lose one sanity. Just be like, okay, so far, pictures have been normal, but now there are monsters in the pictures, too. So I'm just going to say you take 1 point of sanity as opposed to, like, the D6 points of sanity you would have.
Libby, there's no way this has nothing to do with the disappearances. That was a ghost. Look. And I show her the picture. Just so she also loses the sanity.
Make me a sanity roll.
It is a very common trope. I love how everyone you ever play Call of Cthulhu with, this is what happens. I got a 40.
You're going down.
Yeah. I'm going crazy. You're going down, motherfucker, so are you. I got a 40.
To be fair, when I called 911, I just lied to you and said there was no service, and then you called them and did it to yourself.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, you lose one sanity. You passed, right? Yeah, you just lose one sanity. You are at the top of the stairs. There are no further stairs going up, but you still hear the from further up in the roof. The manor was about 4 stories, including the attic, so whatever it is there is above you, but you don't see a direct set of stairs to the attic from where you're at. There are four doors currently you can see. 2 to the south and 2 in the north.
Well,
let's just start with the furthest and work our way down.
Yeah, let's. I was gonna say we should split up until we find the attic, but let's not.
That's a terrible idea, Aisha. I'm not. No.
Let's just, like, I guess check every door.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Right. There's gotta be attic access. An entrance
in the ceiling.
Yeah, I'll pull down. So.
The southernmost one being 1, and then 2, 3, 4 from that order.
Yeah.
Which are you checking first?
Let's just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. All right.
1.
You enter 1. That's area 15.
Hey, turn on the illusion.
I don't know what's going on. Wubba-lubba-dub-dub, Rick and Morty.
You didn't even say it in the voice. God.
I don't know what's going on.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. You're going to do the voice.
I refuse. All right. So you enter the guest room. It is a guest room with an additional bed, a wardrobe, and a fireplace. There's a door to the... There you see large windows outside and a door to the balcony.
Want a nap, Libby? As I, like, step in.
Not in a million years.
Won't it make great YouTube content? I'm walking towards the balcony.
Yeah, I heard that PewDiePie's last video was just him taking a nap.
Oh yeah, I think I saw that one.
Next to the door to the balcony, you do see another door.
I'm gonna... God, everything in my being is telling me not to go on the balcony. I'm gonna go on the balcony.
The balcony is locked.
I'm not going to go on the balcony then. I'm going to go on the other door.
I can probably get it.
Do you have pick lock or are you just going to break?
Yeah, I have locksmith. But I am asking Aisha, I'm like, do you want me to... I can probably get that open.
Why do you have locksmith?
Because.
Because you're a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Fuck with me and find out.
Yeah, sometimes... Okay, let me tell you... Okay, so this character... grew up in the middle of nowhere, and let me tell you about what happens when you grow up in the middle of nowhere. Like, you just pick up weird stuff. Like,
that makes sense.
Yeah, you just learn things that seem kind of cool at the time.
Understandable. Have a nice day.
Yeah,
but you go into a coat closet, Lily. You see old coats hanging up.
I kind of jokingly, like, take one down, and I'm like, what do you think, Libby? And I, like, model it. I don't put it on, but I, like, kind of hold it in front of me.
Oh, yeah, like, on the hanger, like, hold it up to you, and...
It does feel like it has the weight of something in the pocket, if you want to check.
Hold on a minute, there's something in here.
I think you should leave that alone.
As you pull... It's a piece of notebook paper. You pull it out, and there's a... drawing of a small child with her imaginary friend.
Aw, that's cute. Look at this.
I look at it.
Libby, you see a drawing of you and your imaginary friend.
Libby just kind of, what?
Libby, what? It's just a cute drawing.
That's my drawing.
Libby, it's not your drawing. It's
no, that's a drawing I did as a kid. That's my imaginary friend.
Okay. Yeah, you're messing with me.
No. That's Schloopy.
Schloopy.
I couldn't come up with a good imaginary friend name.
No, that's actually a really perfect imaginary friend name, because of course a kid would call their friend Schloopy.
Yeah.
So you want to tell me, and I point to the one that's obviously you, that this is Schloopy?
No, that one's me. And that's Schloopy.
And you drew this?
I mean, I drew hundreds of these. As a kid, I drew this all the time. I made little comics of us.
What, is there anything specific, like, that they're doing?
When you first picked it up, they were holding hands and, like, both had crudely drawn smiles. But as you keep, like, passing it back or, like, looking at it, you see Sleepy slowly getting angrier.
Wait. Is it changing? It's changing.
Sleepy's hands are going towards the kid's neck.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
What is it? Is it drawn in like pen or pencil?
It's drawn in crayon.
Obviously.
I'm gonna look in my purse and see if I have like an eraser.
All right. I'll say you have an eraser.
I'm gonna erase Sloopy.
Libby, I'm gonna need you to make me a power check.
Ooh. 25, so that's a success. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, you're able to remember what Sloopy looks like as Aisha races. Like, you lose some, like, of your memories about Sloopy, but you're able to remember you had an imaginary friend called Sloopy.
You should just put that back.
Yeah.
I
put it in the pocket.
I feel like I forgot some about him when you erased him.
I'm sure it was nothing. It's probably just your imagination. Let's check the other rooms.
All right. Can I get y'all to roll spot hidden?
Did you want me to pick the lock for the balcony?
Let's say it's half.
Oh, I actually did want you to pick the lock for the balcony.
I got 92.
Okay. Well, what did you say for spot hidden?
Spot hidden half. So it's a hard
failed
check.
As I much also as fail. One can without
I got 53.
All right. Would either one of you like to push that?
So we have to get a hard success?
You'd have to get 25 or below for you, and
I would have to get
Libby would have 17. To get a 17.
I'll push it. Okay, that was worse. I got an 84.
Which is now a critical failure.
Which is now a fumble, yeah.
All right. As you're taking your time looking around the room, making sure you didn't lose anything, you take a little too long and you hear footsteps coming up the door.
Okay. Well, I was trying to pick the lock, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll that.
Pick the lock. All right.
That's a 52, so I don't get it. I'm going to...
So wait, I hear the footsteps. What the hell?
Yeah, you both hear footsteps.
I'm going to push that.
All right.
28! Success! Oh, nope. I lied. Not a success.
You can spend luck.
Huh? Yeah, I'm going to spend the 6 or the 7 luck to succeed.
Libby, you hear the woman's voice from before the second time you rung the house. Hello? Is someone
I pull
there?
Aisha and head out the balcony.
What are you?
Yeah, you head out the balcony and right as you close the door to the hallway opens and you see a woman dressed in red. Walk.
We both see this? Over Aisha's mouth.
Do we both see this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm I'm reaching into my purse for my gun.
All right.
I guess when I would have lockpicked, I would have had to put my camera up, so I only have the GoPro going now, just for posterity's sake.
All right. By some luck, she doesn't see... Actually,
make a stealth roll.
Yeah. Nah, she doesn't see. She's not looking quite well. She got terribly on her spot hidden. Okay. But by some luck, she doesn't see you. She turns and presses a button on the wall, slipping through a passage that seals itself up after her.
I kind of elbow Aisha.
I nod. I saw it. I saw it? Question mark?
Yes. Yes, you saw it. I nod then. I elbow Aisha. What are you doing? I thought we were supposed to be quiet. No, yeah. All right. What do you do now?
I mean, I assume we wait for her to, like, disappear completely, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
How long do you wait?
Like 30 seconds.
Yeah, like long enough that all she right. went through and I guess the door closed again? But we saw yes. where she pushed to open. So presumably we could open the door back up.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm going to say we'll wait like 30 seconds and then maybe go back in the room. Then wait a little longer.
And then...
All right.
Should we... You saw her press that button, right?
Yeah.
Should we?
If there's people here, that's probably where they're at, right?
I think so. Okay. I'm gonna press the button. Okay. And I...
Be so quiet once we're in there.
I grab my camera and I... I turn the flash off. Because I assume there's light coming in from, like, the balcony.
Yes. So you turn the flash off.
I just turn the white balance so that it's, like, a good night picture.
I grab my regular video camera, and I'm like, hang on just a second. And then I start talking to the camera again. We just saw a lady go through the secret passageway. And so we're going to go through now. And hopefully we don't die. And I'm going to actually turn the camera and I'm going to look through the viewfinder at where we're going to see if the all button right. and the door actually exist.
You got to stop doing that camera thing.
In the viewfinder, you see the entrance. The door has fallen off its hinges, but you do see like where the button okay. is.
But it's.
It yeah, does exist.
Exposed.
Like, in yeah. disrepair. Yes. Alright. So, you open it
mm-hmm.
up?
Like I said, I turn the flash off. I take a picture of it as it's opening.
Alright. Yeah,
and I think I'm almost...
Like a really cool dramatic picture of what's behind it.
Ooh, yeah.
Of, like, the shadow behind it, you know?
As you do that, you enter, dusty stairwell. There is mold covering the walls, like this black vile mold. And it goes up. It's a very small stairwell.
Careful about the walls, Libby. And I cautiously step up the stairs, trying to avoid the mold.
Mm-hmm. I follow, and I'm still behind the camera. Like, I'm looking through the viewfinder.
All right. You're looking through. Everything looks wrecked and ruined. You come to a door that's off its hinges in the viewfinder, but is still in place as far as Aisha sees. And do you go through it?
I'd like to stop and
catch my breath.
I kind of grab Aisha before she goes through, and I make a quiet gesture and then like a listen gesture, like we should listen at the door.
I nod and I gently press my ear to the door.
I'll say that's a spot.
There's
hidden.
A listen.
And Libby, I
listen skill.
Okay, there's a listen. Spot listen.
Spot listen.
There you go.
Spot listen.
Spot listen.
My listen's actually better spot than my listen. Spot hidden, which is cool.
I like spot listen hidden.
That's unfortunate. I got 96.
Oof.
Damn.
Which
damn,
I son. Think isn't a fumble because my listen is 60.
I got 23, yeah. Which is a success.
All right. So, okay, before we resolve that, I did forget to say that as you were looking through the viewfinder, you do see the mold in the viewfinder as well, and it's covering the walls even more than okay. now.
So the mold has gone away over time, or is that, no?
It's more. There's more of it now.
It looks like the whole wall and some of the floor is covered in mold.
So, like, we're seeing
the viewfinder
out of character. Like, we're seeing, like, a projection of, like, the past of this mansion or whatever.
It seems you're seeing and you're interacting with the past of this mansion.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I don't think we know that in character, but...
Right.
Or maybe we're smart enough to figure something like that's up.
But no, that obviously can't be real. That's not true. So we're definitely high from a car crash.
That's Livy's explanation.
I think Aisha thinks there's something deeper, but isn't... I think her working theory is, like, something weird, but, like, isn't sure if she's right to believe it, you know?
Okay, Libby, at the door you hear the woman in red speaking off into another room. Now, I told you not to try and use your phone in here. Those nice people will die because of you. Doesn't that make you feel bad? I'll wait to punish you until I fed them to the mold, to the Lord, too. You hear her walk off, a door opens, and then it closes.
Aisha!
Yeah?
She was talking to someone. And I basically just repeat what you said.
Did you use your phone in here earlier, didn't you?
I googled something.
What did you google?
I looked up the motto.
But you do remember when you called AAA?
Yeah,
there was a small kid on the other line.
Do you think this is whenever we called AAA and it wasn't AAA?
I open the door.
You open the door. It is an empty room. Just empty. Nothing else. Game over. You got there. This is a fake out ending. This is now a time travel adventure. No. Okay. So there's a large dusty main room with two doors to the north and one door to the east and one door to the south. Or one door to the west and one door to the south.
Where did it sound like the woman in red was talking to, presumably, the kids?
It sounded like she was at the nearest north door and then went to the door to the west.
Wait. And I am going to look at the room through my camera.
Yeah, I'm still looking. I guess I would have kind of put it down to talk to Aisha and, like, not paying as much attention, but I'm still pointing it forward.
You see two skeletons resting against the door to the north.
Are they, like, what size are they? Are they, like, children or adults or what?
They're adult size. They're young adult, let's say.
Hey, Libby, do you see this?
And they have camera equipment on them.
What kind of camera equipment?
Oh, relatively new. Very nice.
Like the stuff we have?
Oh, insanity.
No. 27.
Oh no, I don't get it! That's a 64!
I rolled a 27.
Well, you only lose 2 sanity, Libby, and... You managed to avoid sanity loss. If you just, like, put the camera down, it's like, this isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't real. It's fine. This it's fine. It's fine.
Libby.
It's fine. This is fine.
That's How? That's... that's
Libby, talk to your camera.
That's... hey, everybody. I should have made my camera my sanity thing instead of my computer.
You haven't used your computer yet, like, at all.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I'm here in this thing, and there's definitely skeletons over there, and I'm sure you guys can see it too, and they definitely have camera equipment, and it looks nothing like our camera equipment, except for it totally does. I've jokingly said that Aisha and I are going to die here, but I'm sure of it now. We're gonna die here.
We're not gonna die. No, we're not gonna die. We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
We just heard that lady talking about how she wants to kill us.
We're gonna get out of here.
Those are our skeletons. We're dying here.
Do you want to check the camera equipment?
Yeah.
I think I really Shannon really wants to, but I thought I was kind of going with, like, Libby took the sanity loss, and so, like, she's like,
I don't think Libby would want to either.
Libby wouldn't want to.
Aisha absolutely needs to. Like, she has to.
And if it's not our equipment, it'll calm Libby the fuck down.
And if it is,
then hopefully she doesn't tell Libby.
Oh, I probably won't if it is.
I should get away from there.
No, I gotta, just give me a second, and I'm gonna investigate the equipment.
All right. You investigate the equipment. It looks very similar to yours.
Very similar or identical?
Very similar.
Okay.
There is an SD card loaded in there.
The camera or the video camera?
Both.
I'm gonna look at the camera first.
Okay, do you pop it into your camera?
Yeah.
Assuming the battery's all dead. Right.
Yeah,
I don't want to touch it. The camera's dead. I'm sure I have to touch the camera to get this SD out. Whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, as you're scrolling through the pictures, you see black mold in all of the pictures, and then there's one, the last, let's say, six pictures are just focused on a patch of black mold. In the first picture, it's just black mold, but then you see five or eight steel talons emerging from the black mold. Third picture, you see it pulling apart. Fifth picture, you see a blind face, pale, modded flesh, a metal plate attached to where the eyes would be. In sixth picture, you see the face and body of some thing of just some weird, looks like an anatomical doll thing with just rows of needle-like teeth looking into the camera.
And then I'm assuming this is she's looking at that while I'm doing my little talk to the camera thing. I'm probably going on and not just what I said.
Libby, these aren't our pictures.
They're not?
No, they're someone else's.
Oh, good. I mean, not good, because it's people.
Someone else died. Oh, thank God.
I mean, yeah.
Hopefully it's audio speeches.
That bitch. One of the items that I have is audio speeches book that she has, and she's hate reading.
I'm while Libby's
such a good point.
While Libby's still recording, I'm going to take the SD card from the video camera, and I'm going to snap it in half.
All right,
that's a good plan.
You hear a quiet and timid "Hello?" from the other side of the door.
The north side door? Where the skeletons are? The door I'm
by? Yes.
And we see the skeletons in real life and through the viewfinders, right?
Through the viewfinder.
In real life.
Oh. We don't see them. We only see them through the viewfinder. But we were...
Yes, but I guess you were able to interact with the skeletons in real life. That was a mistake on my part, okay. But yes. Maybe once you saw them through the viewfinder, you see them in real life. Okay.
Who cares?
We were able to just, like, navigate where things would be. Like, you had to use the viewfinder. Because even the camera, you can turn the viewfinder on without taking a picture to see.
Yeah. Continuity bullshit. That's what the Dice Fiends don't do.
Don't worry. I got your continuity right here. I'm going to fix it. This is what happened.
Dice Fiends Extended Universe.
Again. Dice Fiends Extended Universe. Timeline,
Dice Fiends European Universe.
This is just an alternate timeline. Don't worry about it. No, I'm going to push the skeletons out of the way. Or I guess I'm not going to because they're not there in your life. I'm going to go to the door and listen.
I'll also go listen.
Hello? Do you hear me?
Yes.
Are you stuck in there?
Yes.
Let me try to open the door.
All right, it's locked.
Libby, this door's locked.
Okay, I'll try and pick it. Oof. 64. I'm going to push it.
Push it. Well, you could... How much is your lockpick?
It's only 21.
Oh, yeah, push it.
Yeah. Ooh, did worse. 88.
Very loud in trying to lock it. Lockpick it. You hear something in the western room open up. Do you want to try to open the door another way?
Libby's very not strong. Libby's almost sickly with how not strong she is.
I have a gun.
Are you gonna try to blow the handle off the door?
I mean, that would be a way to open it, but then it's a gun. It's gonna go bang and make loud noise.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. You also have a 50 strength, so you could probably kick it down.
Yeah, I'll try to kick it.
Yeah, Libby, oh my god, yeah.
I have 35 strength. I rolled really, really bad.
I will try to kick it. All right, Libby, move out of the way. 42!
All right, you kick the door open, and then you do hear something coming out of the west door, and you see the woman in red appear from the west door. Well, it looks like the two rats have decided to join us after
I'm holding my gun.
She starts approaching you. Do you fire?
Do we see kids?
Yes, you see a young girl and a young boy.
In real life or on the viewfinder or both?
In real life. And in the viewfinder.
Both?
Yes.
I go to grab the kids.
All right.
Back off, lady.
Your mere threats do not scare me. I am the servant of a greater power.
I'll shoot you.
She keeps walking towards you.
Are the kids like...
They're dressed in modern day clothing and that's
what you're... Well, no, I assume that because they show up on the viewfinder. Are they like bound or anything? Or they were just locked in this room?
They were locked in the room. They are very hungry looking.
Now's not the time to feed them.
Yeah, she's pulling out a sickle.
Libby, run.
I'm going to try and get the kids up. Can you run?
I think so.
All right, come with me. And I'm going to grab their hand. Grab one hand and have the other one grab the other hand and run. If that makes sense.
I'm going to lunge at the lady and shoot.
All right, roll to shoot.
All right. That is... Oof, that's 51. I'm going to spend the luck point to get it down to 50.
All right. And she's going to try to dodge. I'll say she's at 20. 21. She is unable to dodge. Roll your damage.
All right. How much damage would that do?
Well, it should be on your sheet. It's
a handgun. I asked you before, but I wasn't sure what to put.
Oh, sorry. Roll 2d6. Handguns are dangerous, yo.
Look it up if you want.
That too.
Let's
just roll 2d6. Let's keep it.
Loose. 3 and 4, 7.
blood spurts across her body, and you know, like, she's in the real world and in the viewfinder if you were still, if anyone was still looking through it.
I absolutely wasn't still looking.
I think I am still looking, because I'm really freaked out.
I thought you were running.
Well, yeah. I guess I'm running, but I'm looking through both the viewfinder.
You see blood just blossom from her chest as she just collapses against the wall.
Is she dead?
Would you like to investigate?
Yeah, I'll investigate.
I'm not. I'm GTFOing with these kids.
Yeah, no, I assume Libby's, like, already down a floor by now.
All right. So, what do you do to investigate?
I'm still holding the gun.
Yes.
I'm going to slowly walk up to her with, like, the gun obviously pointing at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, I mean, you know, I'm going to look at her.
Yes.
I'm not going to touch her. All right. I think I might, like, poke at her with the tip of the gun, but not touch her.
All right. Yeah. She is not moving.
Not breathing, not moving, or not moving?
Not breathing, not moving.
Right. Okay. I'm going to look through the viewfinder and see.
She's there, still dressed in red, face covered. Blood everywhere. And
just got someone in real life.
And, yeah, roll me a minor sanity, because I think that is one of the things you lose sanity over, killing people.
53. Just barely under mine.
Alright. Just lose one sanity. You're like, oh god, I actually did kill someone IRL.
I'm going to... God, I'm going to regret this. I'm going to try and poke the mask off with the gun.
Alright. You don't recognize her. She's just a random person.
I'm going to take a picture of her face.
Alright. You take a picture of her face. And as this happens, you're going downstairs.
Me? Yes.
Yeah, Libby.
Yeah.
As y'all are fleeing, the view in the viewfinder is looking a lot more like real life until the mansion becomes decrepit. The mold starts growing everywhere in there. And as you get out of stairs before this, but Aisha, as you're going downstairs, you see the talons just slowly start to pull themselves out of the mold.
Shit. I'm going to back away as far as I can.
Do you want to try and get to the third floor before they get out, or do you want to stay in the attic?
I'm not staying here. No, I'm getting out.
All right. Roll me a dexterity.
All right. Hey, 27.
So yes, as the beast is pulling out, instead of staying in the attic or freezing in place like maybe whoever died before did, you, like, get out of the way, and the horror just, like, plops down onto the ground before riding itself and walking after you as if someone who was trying to learn how to walk, one leg going after another.
Oh, shit.
Swinging its whole hip. You are in the guest bedroom. What would you like to do? There is a fire in the fireplace belching out black smoke now.
This is where we were, where the balcony was?
Yes.
Me and the kids are there, or we're past that already? Because we're just booking it. Like, if I can make it to the front door, I'm making it to the front door.
Yeah, I'm going to book it as well. Although, I'm going to try and get a picture of the monster.
Roll photography to get a steady picture of the monster.
39. Jeez, I keep barely succeeding.
All right, yeah, you get a picture of it. In real life. And, yeah. So you're booking it towards the front door?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, as you get down to the second floor, Libby, things start going off. The armors look at you as you're running, and then they start pursuing you.
Okay. I'm still just running as fast as I can with these kids. Running.
All right, make me a dexterity check to keep running as fast as you can. Or if there's an escape skill. I don't know.
I don't think there is. I think for running, it's just... just a dex check. Well, actually, it's your movement. You can move up to your movement and around. I don't know if there's, like, extra, like, you can hoof it or whatever, but...
I'm going to say the dex is to keep the kids with you instead of them falling behind. Good because...
call. 54, that's not a success. I'm gonna use luck to buy it down.
Yeah, you have a 50 dex, so you're good. Yes. You're golden.
So I'll spend my 4 luck to succeed.
All right. So you're able to get down to the first floor. Aisha, you're at the stairs. You see the horror. You're in the third floor. You're with the balcony. You see the horror coming out. You see what looks like a ghost, like, hovering in the hallway. Libby was able to get out before things went to shit. You could try to get past the ghost with a dexterity check, or you could go to that balcony and just jump off.
I'm going to try to get past the ghost.
All right, make me a dexterity check.
58. That is a fail.
Do you want to luck it or push it?
I have enough luck. I'm going to luck.
All right.
Buy it down to 50.
So you move to get past the ghost, but it's blocking your escape until you realize, oh wait, gravity. Then you flip it off and just like jump down the stairwell, like from the area you're at, landing with a roll behind Libby as she runs away with the kids from the suits of armor, and you're able to join back up with her.
Yay!
And I just like nail that fucking jump over the ledge.
You are both on the first floor now. Vile smoke is spewing out of the room. One of the doors is open, and there's a wolf pelt flying towards you with intent to kill.
Okay. I'm going to try to attack back with my gun.
All right. Roll to shoot.
I'm going to keep running.
74. That's a fail.
Well, it failed. It failed too, so you shot in. It's just like trying to swipe at you. It's going to roll. You can roll to dot. Actually, it's going to attack Libby. You can roll to dodge.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. I did not succeed.
All right. It succeeded. So it's going to wrap itself around you and start biting at your head. You take 2 points of damage as it's biting out your head. The kids are free now.
Well, the kids were always free.
Well, yeah, but the kids...
Aren't
hanging on to you because there's a wolf attacking your face now.
That's fair.
And black smoke is pouring from the fireplace. What would you like to do?
Whose turn is it?
I'll say it's Libby's turn.
Okay, I'm gonna try and get away and run away.
Both at the same time, preferably.
Yes.
Yeah. So, which skill do you think would be best for that? I'd say strength to pry it off you.
I was going to say dex. Well, or fighting.
I feel like it would have to be strength.
Oh, yeah, you could do fighting brawl.
I mean,
you
don't have fighting brawl, so.
25%.
But that's how you, I think that's how you would actually get out of a grapple.
Yeah, so fighting brawl, roll below 25.
No whammies, no whammies. 22!
Yep.
You
grab your taser and the wolf lets go of your head and just like falls to the floor convulsing as the statues come down. You go to the door
I get the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're running towards the door too. They're not fucking Ashley from Resident Evil 4, yo.
Okay.
You hear, it feels like the house itself is screaming as you're running towards the door. The final door out is locked.
Lock picking.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to shoot the lock.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's better idea.
Roll to shoot.
20.
You shoot the lock and then it comes off and then to fucking get it open, you kick the lock in, breaking the lock on the outside of the door, leading back to the foggy road that's now empty.
So the kids are gone, is what you're saying? Or it's empty of fog? Or both?
It's still foggy, but the kids are gone.
Okay.
All right. You feel, as y'all run out, you feel the house scream, and
I kind of turn back to get one last shot of the house.
Oh yeah, same. I take a picture.
Yes, you're taking the picture, and as you leave, the house collapses in on itself, and the fog slowly lifts from the world. You see the spider being ahead on the road one last time before the fog lifts and you're back in the real world.
So, gas?
Yeah. Are you two okay?
Yes. I'm Rose. This is Emil.
You're the missing kids.
I guess so.
Can I take your picture?
Sure.
All right. And I'm gonna, like, have them...
And I dig in my bag for snacks.
As you're doing that, a tow truck comes from this way you approached. And, like, it's carrying your Porsche.
Okay, I'm waving them down.
What's up, ma'am?
That's my car.
Why didn't you stay with your car?
We ran out of gas.
Yes, and so you just walk in.
To the gas station!
Where were you? I didn't see you. I drove this way.
We were here. I mean, we were walking.
I didn't see you on my way out.
Maybe we were in your blind spot, you know?
We just found these kids.
Oh, shit. Those are the missing kids.
I think so. Yeah, they said their names are Rose and Emil.
Yeah, we just found them by the side of the road.
They not hurriedly. They don't. They're going to convince themselves that what they saw wasn't real either.
I was going to say that they were wandering in the woods, but...
Yeah.
Or lost in the woods.
They're going to have a lot of to unpack psychology-wise later on down the road.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what. Let's get you two to town. Get you to your family.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. We can save those pictures for when you get back to your parents. How's that sound?
Thank you. So, you get the Porsche gassed up, and you get them back to their parents. You are thanked greatly. They don't really have anything to reward you with, but you get hugs and...
pictures.
Plenty of crying and pictures, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then... obviously, I'm going to send the pictures in first to my professor, and he's going to be like, wow, this is incredible, I'm sure.
Wow, are you fucking high? Like, all these heartwarming pictures, what the fuck is that?
I think, you know what? I think I don't even show him the pictures from the mansion. I just show him... the pictures of, like, the kids back to their family and be like, the kids were found, blah, 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 blah. And, like, turn in, like, a little article for him.
Oh, that's nice.
I do only the appropriate amount of YouTube YouTube video with the kids as the parents are comfortable with. And also, cheesy. It's just like, oh my god, we did this sort of thing. Not like the whole thing.
How are you editing that YouTube video? Because
I'm going to show this video to my dad, obviously.
Well,
I guess you didn't see Aisha shoot someone.
Yeah, I didn't see Aisha shoot someone.
No, you didn't see me use the gun at all.
You heard there was a gunshot. I saw you
open
the
gun, use the gun to open a door. But that's it.
You can cut that out. My dad doesn't need to know I have a gun.
Not until the time is right.
Oh my god.
No, he just doesn't. No, that's not why. He just doesn't approve of it.
Hey, Dad. Surprise.
I'm not going to kill my dad.
No, shoot. I just want a shooting range.
I just want to prove him wrong.
So I don't.
He's like a hard ass and shit.
I don't know if I would, I don't know what of the video I would release, because like most of the mansion stuff is probably just going to look weird anyway. So I'll probably just like cut it at the road, like whenever we're walking to get gas, and then like a follow up of like, we found these missing children in the woods. Oh my God, sort of thing. And like cut out all the stuff that we were seeing different than what's on the camera.
I think like a few months later, after I've like graduated, I call my dad and I'm like, guess what job I just got that you said I would never get?
A useful one?
Yeah, Dad. I got the job at the Cranberry Chronicles.
I like the insert other name of other town better.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Yep.
Yep.
He hangs up. He's not a TARDIS, he's just an asshole.
He's an asshole. I mean, I liked Mom better when she was alive, but, you know.
Yes, but you make it there, and then you graduate.
Yeah. I think I graduated first.
Yeah.
Well, I make it our friend, I think, to visit Mallory.
Oh, yeah.
The name I gave her.
Mallory.
Yeah.
Was it Mallory or Valerie?
It was Mallory with an M.
I think it was Mallory.
Yeah.
All right.
So we didn't die.
Question. Do we tell Mallory what happened? Like, actually what happened?
Oh my God, what took you guys so long?
Or do we protect her sanity?
I think that in Call of Cthulhu fashion, we tell her what's happened, what happened, and maybe even show her the video.
And I think we show her the unedited video.
Yeah.
Natural sanity check for Mallory. Oh God, she got a 91.
Oh no!
She just goes completely insane and then tries to kill us.
Oh shit.
No.
Mallory just has a pale look. It's like, I'm not feeling well, please. Look, here's some money for a hotel. Close the door.
I don't need your money. Mallory. Maybe we shouldn't have shown Mallory that.
Let's,
You're blocked in her phone now.
We lost our friend!
Let's, go find a hotel.
She lost 10 sanity in one go.
Oh, jeez.
That's a thing on the table. That's temporary insane.
Yeah. It's not good, but it's not good, yo. All right.
Maybe, you know what? That's probably why she blocked us, because she's temporarily insane. And no sane person would block us, because we're such good friends.
Exactly, we're great.
We never see her again.
Yeah.
Mallory, like, drops out of college.
I don't know what happened to Valerie. She said nothing was real and life is fuck before just leaving.
Oh, God. It's temporary insanity. It's not permanent.
And then she joins the cult in the house.
She's not a player character. She probably has less sanity than us.
Yeah. She has enough sanity for it to be funny when she loses it. All right. Well, that has been Dice Fiends Present, Call of Cthulhu Presents, Road Trip Presents, Hey House. YouTube, what's up? It's your girl, Libby, Presents.
Hey, yo demons, it's your girl.
Yo demons, it's your girl!
Libby.
Alright, thank you both so much for playing, and where can we find you two?
You can find me GMing Fallout Survivors of the North. It is a Fallout-based actual play podcast using the Vaults and Vertebrates fan-made RPG system. You can find us at Fallout SOTN on Twitter. We're on all sorts of platforms. I don't even actually know all of them, because our host puts our show on a lot of platforms.
I'm Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Let's Shenanigan. That's LetsShenanigan. And I am on the podcast's Resting Glitch Face and World Walkers, and those Twitters are at Resting Glitch and at World Walkers Pod, respectively. And we're on everything, just search it. Should I say what those are, I guess?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Resting Glitch Face.
Only
is
me.
Huh?
Only I get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resting Glitch Face is an all-girl team Shadowrun podcast where we spend more time flirting than actually like going on missions or solving things. Sorry, I forgot my other pitch for. And World Walkers is currently a Pathfinder 2E podcast. That has really rich world building. The GM's been running in this world for like 20 years, and we go from world to world trying to save them.
Nice. And everyone, be sure to follow Fallout Survivors of the North. They need to get to their next goal of followers, which is 10.
Which is 10.
Yep.
10.
I was really expecting more pushback. Just hit 200. Now 210.
That's 210. That's the next goal.
Yeah, next goal. And then, you know, stop everything.
Actually. And then our next goal after that is 211.
Oh, fuck.
Just by one. Each goal is
all right.
One more. 211,
we're doing 12. A giveaway at 212 subscribers.
Yeah, that checks.
We're doing a giveaway of passive aggression.
We're doing a giveaway of another episode of the show eventually.
Oh, shit. One lucky listener will get to listen to the next episode of Fallout Survivor.
No, everyone will. It's just
not until, the giveaway's not to everyone. Until we get enough Twitter subscribers. So
anyway, Twitter subscribers.
Like, follow, subscribe, ring that bell.
Imagine if you had to pay to follow someone on Twitter.
Oh my god! That's imagine the future, probably.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was an episode,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Recording. Yes. Okay. Bye.
The investigators are Shannon and Lily, and production and DMing was done by Eric. The ad of the beginning was for the show Goblets and Gays, a wonderful Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play podcast with a group of disaster children protecting an ineffectual academic you can listen to every week wherever you get good podcasts. The tracks Hex, Instrumentals, and Without You, again Instrumentals, are by Forget the Whales, and are licensed under the Attribution Non-Commercial ShareAlike 4.0 International License. They have been edited for the podcast. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making our art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. or at KeyligraphyInc.com. Big props to Dice Envy for keeping us supplied with these sweet, sweet math rocks even in 2020. With their great customer service, great shipping speed, and wonderful dice to roll while the rest are saved up for the real important rolls where you really need to get that natural 20 or else they go back in the jail. That's how luck works, right? Anyway, get yourself some dice from Dice Envy and use the link in the show notes to let them know who sent you. Do you like the show? Tell a friend about us, or leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. And until next time, remember, there's nothing wrong with taking a day or two or three or even seven off if you can. Take care of yourself, and if you need help, please reach out. There are people out there who want to see you thrive and succeed. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.